Morning. Today's daf is Chaf Ches in Krisus. This final daf of the Masechta. Mirz Hashem, today we're going to be finishing the Masechta. Tomorrow we start Masechta Me'ila. We are winding down towards the end of Seder Kachim. The Mishnah, we're going to start right with the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis, Hamafish Chatasa. The Mishnah starts off, Hamafish Chatasa Meis, the person sets aside a carbon chatas, and the person himself dies. So Lo Yivayena Beno Tachtav, so his son cannot take the place of his father nor offer the carbon chatas. This is a classic case of chatas shemesu ba'alav, one of the five chatos which are consigned for death. And so this would be a perfect example. Tzalach l'moshe mi'sinai. One could make the argument, which is obviously what the Mishnah here is rejecting, one can make the argument that maybe the son is not just anybody, the son is just simply an extension of the father. And so maybe even though the father died, but the son could be an extension of the father. That's an argument. But the Mishnah says categorically no. The son cannot bring the karmel chatas of his father.
If his son wants to bring it by his own chatas,
whichever.
By his father.
I hear you. It doesn't really matter. Meaning whatever he. Right. But that's also right. That's also built into the chiddush of the Mishnah. Lo yivene mechet al chet, and also karmel chatas is non-transferable, not even from one chet to another chet. Afilu hifresh al chelav she'achol emesh lo yivenu al chelav she'achol hayom. The Mishnah amplifies this point, and the Mishnah says that even if, let's say, it's chelev and chelev, I ate chelev yesterday, I set aside a carbon chatas yesterday, and then today, by accident, I ate chelev again. Right? I can't get past my desire for chelev, and so slow learning at it, to say the least. So, but it doesn't matter. Meaning that once the chatas is set aside, that's it. It's locked. And I can't say that the chelev I'm eating today should be applied towards the carbon chatas I set aside yesterday. Shenemer carbono chataso, ha'chei carbono l'shem chataso. Okay, so this is a very fundamental rule when it comes to carbon chatas, that the carbon chatas has to be coming al ha'chet. Minani militan rabban, the Gemara now is going to be seeking sourcing for the halachas that we learned in the Mishnah. So the pasuk says carbono with the possessive, it has to be yours, be carbono hu yotzev ene yotzev be carbono viv. It has to be yours and it cannot be your father's. Yachol yatsu b'karben aviv b'behema shehifrish aviv min akala chamura al min achamura l'akala. So one would think that, okay, I can't use your father's, once father's karban, not for something more stringent, not for something which is lighter. Aval yotsu b'karben shehifrish aviv min akala l'akala o min achamura chamura. But let's say it's on equal footing. So tamalamar karbano b'karbano yotsu v'ena yotsu b'karben shol aviv. So the Torah says karbano. There are multiple references of the word karbano as it relates to the karbanos, meaning the karban chatas. Remember, there are different types of karban chatas: yachid, melech, parhelm dava shel tzibor, nasi. So if you scan and you go through all the psukim, you'll see that karbano is listed multiple times. So presumably what the Gemara is doing over here is it's citing all the karbanos mentioned throughout the psukim. Yachol yatsu b'karban aviv b'mehem shifrish afilu min akala al akala min achamura chamura sh'arei ein migalech nizira so abehem shifrish aviv. So the Gemara says, now in terms of nazir, let's say your father was a nazir, set aside the karbanos for his nazirus, and then rachmanis he died, so you can't pick it up from there, and you can't use his karban nazir. Aval yatsu b'mehem shifrish aviv afilu min akala al achamura min achamura al akala sh'arei ad migalech nizira so amal shifrish aviv b'zman shein tzesum im v'lo b'zman shein mufrashim. But the Gemara points out, but here's what you can do. You can use money set aside from your father for your nazir. It's a halacha. When we learn Masechta Nazir, we said this halacha over a number of times. Money set aside from the father for his nazirus can be used by the son. So one then can construct the argument, if you could use monies set aside from the father for the son for nazirus, maybe the same thing would be true by karban chatas. Tamalamar karbano, b'karbano hu yotzev en yotzev b'karban aviv. So once again, the karbano is coming to teach me that you can only be using for karban chatas purposes only your carbon, not your father's carbon, even if it's money. Yachol yatsa afilu b'mal shifrish afilu min akala akala min achamura achamura aval yotze b'carbon shifrish la'atzmo. Okay, fine. So after now having gone through the sourcing that you can't use your father's carbon chatzis under any circumstances, even in its monetary form I can't use it, the Gemara now is entertaining the possibility, okay, fine. What if it's my carbon chatzis? I just simply want to use it for another chait. So afilu min achamura akala min akala achamura tamalamar carbono al chataso. So the pasuk says karbano al chataso, which is there to teach me that no, it has to be al chet. I can't transfer from one chet to another. Achi l'shem chatas. Yachol yetsi b'karban atzma b'behem shifrish latzma afilu min al akalo min achamura al achamura. Shekein im hifrish behema al chela v'hivel al adam v'hivel al chela v'sharei lo ma'al v'lo kiper. Now look, if we're talking about animals, so fine. Animals are not transferable. Now the Braisa says, and how do I know that animals are not transferable? Lo ma'al v'lo kiper. We're going to explain that better in just a moment. But there's something special about an animal. Aval yotze ben ma'os, but again, what if it's money? What if I set aside money for my carbon chatos? She hifrish la'atzma min akal la'akal la'min ha'chamura ha'chamura o min ha'chamura la'akal min akal la'chamura. She can't even hifrish la'atzma ma'os al'achela v'yivin al'adam. Al'adam v'yivin al'achel sh'arei mal v'kiper. Ah, so when it comes to money, money's more flexible. Because by money, there's me'ila and kapara. Again, I'm going to explain that better in just a moment. But again, the basic point of the b'raisa is that by money, maybe money, there's more flexibility. And so therefore, even though I set aside the money for a carbon chatos of one particular chet, maybe I could just simply take that same money and apply it for another chet. Tamalomer carbono chatoso, achi carbono l'shem chatos. Okay, so again, that's also out of the question. The Torah says that carbono chatoso, once I set aside either an animal or money for a particular chet, so then that money, that animal and money cannot be transferred even to another chet, even if I'm the chote. Still cannot be transferable. Now we said that the that contrasting animals to money, so animal has less flexibility, money has more flexibility. And the way that Bryce illustrated that is by saying that when it comes to animals, it's lo ma'al, but when it comes to money, there is me'ila. So my lo ma'al v'lo kiper. So the Gemara would like a little more clarification on this point. What exactly does that mean? So tir Gemara Rav Shmuel bar Shimi kamei rapapa hachi kamar. So the Gemara says pshat. And the pshat goes like this: Kevin lo matzi ma'il kipur nami lo mechaper hoel v'kach lo matzi mishane. When it comes to an animal, so you know there's no me'ila when it comes to an animal. Now let's clarify that point. In other words, I cannot change an animal even through the process of me'ila. Let's say I'm mol behektish, I'm mol by an animal. So I violate a me'ila, but the animal itself is going to be totally unaffected. It's already set aside as a carbon with kedusha saguf. And so therefore, there is no way to remove the Kedusha from an animal. Avamaos came into Imishani Ma'il. But you see, when it comes to money, so money is eligible for Me'ila. In that if I misappropriate the money, the Kedusha goes away from the money. So you see that money now has more flexibility in that it is eligible for Me'ila. And if I'm Mo'el in the money, so now I have successfully changed the status of the money.
You can still bring the carbon.
The carbon, yeah. In other words, after me'ila, right. In other words, the animal itself is totally unaffected. It's unaffected by your me'ila. Right? We're gonna, it's coming up in the next masechta. We're gonna be discussing this in more detail, but that's the basic idea. Umaisi carbon, and therefore I should be able to bring a carbon. Ema b'tchilanami maisi. So now that we see when it comes to money, so money is changeable through me'ila. Now, of course, you don't want to do that because that's the isser. It's an aveira. But nevertheless, the point remains the same. Since money is, since money can be affected and influenced through Me'ila, so now it constructs the argument that the Gemara made. So therefore, if I, let's say, set aside the money for a carbon chatos, and now I did another chet, and all I'd like to do right now is just transfer the money from one chet to another chet, I might have thought I could do that. That's what the Bryce is rejecting. But the argument to make in terms of why money should be more flexible than animals is because we see it in Me'ila. That by me'ila, money is more flexible than animals. Okay, adkan. We start now with the next Mishnah. Mevi'in mehektesh kisva si'ira. Mehektesh si'ira kisva. Funny, we should be talking about money there. Our next Mishnah continues to talk about money. I set aside money for a keves. Keves and kesev, by the way, are the same. They're both sheep. It gets a little bit confusing because we sometimes call it a keves and sometimes kisva. And the base and the sin get interchanged. Okay, just to get used to it. We see it all the time. I set aside money for a carbon. Happens to be that the money was set aside for a sheep. And I say, you know what? I'm not interested in sheep. I'd rather have a goat. That's fine. Goat and sheep, as far as the carbon are concerned, are totally interchangeable. And so therefore, if it's just an exchange of a goat for a sheep, that you can do. To be clear, we're not talking about the animal itself. Once the animal is set aside, so then that's it. The Kedusha has Kedusha Zaguf, and it's totally non-transferable. We're only limiting the point to money. If I set aside money for a sheep, and then I decide that, you know what, I don't want a sheep, I want to sub it out with a goat, so that you can do. And you can go, of course, in the other direction as well. You set aside money for a goat, and you now want to buy a sheep with that money, a carbon sheep, that's also fine. Now, here's what's happening in the Mishnah. We're talking about somebody who's chayv a carbon olav yored. Carbon olav yored is introduced to us at the end of Parshas Vayikra, that for certain averos, so the carbon chatas that you bring is an adjustable carbon chatas based on your finances. If you are wealthy, so then you bring an animal. If you are poor, so then you bring a pair of birds. And if you are dirt poor, so then you bring a mincha offering. So there is adjustment in the carbon based on your finances. What the Mishnah here is describing is the following, and the Mishnah is going to spell this out. So I know it's hard to read all this in right now in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is just giving us the heading. And then the Mishnah is going to explain exactly what's happening. I'm doing an explanation right now. And that is that this person was wealthy, and then unfortunately he became poor. And the money that was set aside for his carbon while he was wealthy was for an animal, and now he becomes poor, so now he's moved into the lower bracket. Right. So now that money can be used for the Torim. So, umehektish Torim b'neyona asir sa'ifa. And similarly, if let's say he was poor, set aside his money for a pair of birds, and he unfortunately becomes dirt poor. So now he moves into the lowest bracket. So now he could take that money, even though it was set aside for the birds, and now he could bring it for the mincha offering. Kateside. And the Mishnah is going to spell all this out. Hifrish l'kisvah l'sirah ha'ani yavi of. Ha'ani yavi asir sa'ifa. Okay, so the Mishnah just spelled out exactly what we just said. Hifrish l'asir sa'ifa ha'ashir yavi of. Ha'ashir yavi kisvah l'sirah. And of course it works in the other direction as well. If let's say the person set aside a mincha offering because he was dirt poor, and then he becomes just poor, so then he moves up to a pair of birds. If let's say he becomes wealthy, then he moves up to bringing an animal. Ask a simple question. It's the same carbon. Carbon olav yored is one carbon. It's just that within the carbon itself there are levels. I'll ask I'm going to ask such a simple question, which the Mishnah in Gemara does not ask, but it's so good and it definitely cooked my noodle. Let's go to the Mishnah scenario where he was wealthy, he set aside money for the animal, and now becomes poor, which now gives him the opportunity to buy birds. Okay, so now, the money's already set aside. Now, the whole point over here is that he's poor now, he can't afford as much, but he already set aside the money. So presumably, right, let's play out the Mishnah. So now he's going to take a portion of that money that he set aside for the animal, and he's going to buy birds with that animal. Fine. What about the remainder of the money? The remainder of the money, think about it. Wow. Right. In other words, right. So on one hand, you'd like to say, well, the remainder of the money now is chulin. Because isn't that the whole point over here? Is that he can't afford as much, and so therefore it should be chulin. On the other hand, he already designated that money. Money that's designated, so the kedusha, what does it do? It just disappears? It just dissolves? In other words, when anything has kedusha, so if it's non-transferable like a carbon, it's non-transferable. And if it's transferable, so you have to transfer it. Over here, what happens now to the remainder of the money? It just dissolves. So I'm not sure, but I hear you, but it was set aside for a carbon, not just any carbon, but a carbon olav yored. We learned just in the previous Mishnah, once money is set aside for a chatas, so that's it, it's locked. It's locked into that carbon. So, right, I raise the question, hopefully it gets you to think a little bit. I see both sides so clearly. That's good. It didn't help him. Meaning, right, in other words, now he can only afford birds, or he's in the category of a person who can only afford birds, and meanwhile, it didn't save him any money, because the money was already set aside. Okay, good. Just cooking people's noodles, my noodle is there already. Menahani Mili, the Gemara now starts off with the discussion or the sourcing of these halachas. The Mishnah spells out the halachas very clearly, and this is classic Gemara where we're going to darshan that out based on Psukim Tanur Rabbanan, and the Gemara is going to quote Braisas that darshan from the Psukim. Mechataso, Al Chataso. Again, you read through the Parsha of the Karban Olav Yared, and you see that when the Torah describes the animal, it says mechataso. When describing the birds, it also says mechataso. And when it describes the mincha, it says al chataso. And that extra lamin, is there giving us the drushas. Matam alomer minayin atahom esha mevim mehektish kisva v'sira mehektish sira kisva. I'm sorry. So the first point is that you can go from goat to sheep or sheep to goat. Now, it's interesting. There's no particular source for that. One could just make the simple argument that sheep and goat are basically on equal footing with one another. We're going to discuss that more later this morning in terms of whether sheep and goat are really on equal footing with one another. But for our purposes right now, let's just say that. And so therefore, if money is set aside for a sheep and now you want to slide it over to a goat, it's a lateral move. However, now we get to our drushas. What if it's a sheep or a goat, and now the person becomes poor, and now he wants to go down to birds? Mehektesh kisva v'sira tarim b'nei yonah, mehektesh tarim b'nei yonah asira sa'efa ketzad. Hefrish l'kisva l'sira v'hani yavi of, hani yavi asira sa'efa. So the b'raisa over here did exactly what the Mishnah did. Because now his financial statements are now changed, so therefore his carbon slides down. Similarly, we're going to go in the other direction. Hifrish asir sa'eva ve'ha'ashir yavi of. Ha'ashir yavi kisva usira. And now he could also slide up as well if his finances improve. Hifrish kisva usira v'nistavu. Now, let's say he set aside a sheep or a goat. It becomes a balmum. Imratza yavi b'demeyem of. So with that money now he could purchase a bird. Hifrish of v'nistav. Now what about a bird that becomes a balmum? Lo yavi b'dam of asir sa'eva. So with that money now, you can't buy, or with the value, say, let's say better, with the value of the birds, you can't purchase a Sirus Aifa. Why? Because birds are non-redeemable. She'ena of pigeon. It's a basic rule that we've said time and again. Animals that are a balmum, so you can redeem them. Birds that are a balmum, halach l'moshe misinai, you can't redeem them. L'kach nemra mechataso al-chataso. So then now we have all of our drushas in play. Think about the drusha. Mechatas, so when it comes to the animal, meaning from the chatas, meaning that if the person's finances change and he set aside this money for an animal, mechatas, so you could take from that money to use it for a birds. And the same thing is true with the birds. Mechatas, so tells me that if he set aside money for birds and now the person becomes poor, so with that money, mechatas, so you could take from the money to buy the mincha. And from the mincha, al chatas, so. Meaning you can go up on that. Meaning if the person's finances change, so he can go buy birds, and if he becomes wealthy, he can purchase an animal using that money. Now the Gemara points out this is necessary. Meaning every one of these drushas is necessary. Look, the sliding down from an animal to birds, that's an easy slide, because an animal is mine damim, it's a blood-filled creature, and so are birds. And they both require shechita, or a version of shechita. Mm-hmm. Right? Animal shechita, birds malika. So to slide down from animals to birds, so the Gemara says, I can entertain that slide. But to go from birds now to a mincha, right, the birds obviously is an animal, and mincha obviously is flour, it's grain. So that, without a drasha, I would have said, no, it stops there. And it doesn't go down any further. So, so there, I might have thought that since the mincha is not an animal type, so therefore you can't slide down from the birds down to a mincha. So elam isiasir seifa min beisei v'halem maos de afrishipul nadava. So what you're going to then have to do, again, this is all in the havamina, is you're going to have to now get your mincha, and now as far as the birds are concerned, so the birds are or the money set aside for the birds, I should say, is going to go to nadava. It's going to go towards the pushka. Ahach yadar ksiv kra mechata soga beof lememra de mehektish tof nami maisi asir seifa. So that's the chiddush haTorah. Chiddush haTorah is you can slide down from the birds down to the mincha. V'hachi kama ki mafish l'asir sa'efa v'adam I see asher nosif alahom and I see of ha'asher nosif alahom and I see kisva u'si'ira. Now let's go in the other direction. A person was dirt poor. He set aside money for his mincha. And now he just becomes poor, moving up a class. So now that he becomes poor, so what he can do is he can take his money that he set aside for the mincha, add to that money in order to buy the birds. Also, if he moves up one more class to become an asher, so then he can add more onto the money in order to buy an animal. Now the Gemara points out, Al Chataso is written on the lowest class on the on the dali dalos, on the dirt poor individual. Diksiv al chata sogabe ov havamina ki mafish malzakino ve'ashir hu demosi v'la maisi kisvosira detarvaimine damem ninu. And again, the argument the Gemara is constructing right now is basically the same argument. If the al chata so going in the upward going upward bound was only by birds, I would say okay, the moving up from birds to an animal, that's an easy move because that is from one type of animal to another type of animal. Aval mafresh malsa kino veha ashir. I'm sorry, I read that. Aval hifresh malsa asir saifa veha ashir. But if you set aside money for a mincha and there was no drasha, so here's what I would have said: ilo hashir tuva nisi ofim hashir tuva nisi kisva usira. Look, you move up a class to just being poor, so then a bird. If you move up to ashir, so then an animal. What about the original money you set aside for the mincha? No. That money has to stay relegated to the to a mincha, meaning that money is going to just simply be given to the Beis HaMikdash for the nedava. V'halein maus, the Gemara now says this, v'halein maus, and that money, da'af, v'shiplu nedava, and that will just simply go to the nedava. Achikikra, b'hadein chatas, b'asiris, v'dalos mechataso, v'gabe dali dalos al chataso, l'midrash kedamrinon. So the Gemara says, so now we have explained why specifically the drasha of mechataso and mechataso from animals and birds respectively, and the alchataso specifically to the mincha. Okay, so everything is now laid out. So now we know that when it comes to money set aside for the carbon olaviyareid, it is adjustable, meaning you could slide that money up or slide that money down based on your financial statements. I'm Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Yoshia, metame mikdash, a person who is metame mikdash. Okay, he goes into the base of mikdash while tame, comes out, he was unaware at the time, but he had a yediyah, and before and a yediyah afterwards, he is now a candidate to bring the carbon olav yared. Right? It doesn't have to be metame mikdash, by the way. Presumably, this halacha would be for anyone who's chayv a carbon olav yared. But, okay, metame mikdash. And now, he was ashir, and he set aside a pair of birds. Okay, so, right, he didn't do good. Right? Sorry to be so judgmental, but he didn't. In other words, so he was supposed to bring an animal, and he set aside and he set aside birds. Shehifrish kain lekifsa. I'm sorry. Shehifrish kain lekifsa. So now veha ani, almost like he predicted the future, and now this person slid down from being a usher to being an ani. Oh, so now he is a candidate to bring the birds. However, when he set aside the birds, he was an usher at the time. Okay. Correct. Ho v'nidcha yidcha. So the Gemara now points out the following. You know, when he first set aside the birds, so that was not the proper carbon that he was supposed to set aside. Consequently, those birds are rejected. Consequently, once rejected, always rejected. Even though he himself now has moved down a class to becoming a dal, so that he could bring the birds, but nevertheless, at the point of origination, since those birds were already pushed off, they remain pushed off. This is dichui. Three lessons to be learned from over here. Number one, shmamina balechaim nidachim, that live animals are going to be rejected. This is a point of controversy, meaning we talk about dichui after the animal shechted, but here it's a live animal. So I would have said, okay, it's rejected, but the animal being alive may be somewhat more impervious to this kind of dichui. So point number one is Bali Chaim Nidachim. So it sounds very clear from this Rav Oshia statement that even as a live animal can be rejected. That's number one. Number two, Kedushas Damim Nidche. Now also consider the following. What is creating the rejection? The fact that you were Makdashit, it does not have Kedushas Aguf because you weren't an Ani at the time, but it certainly has some Kedusha. Let's call it Kedushas Damim. So it has some Kedusha. So if it has some Kedusha, so I would have said, okay, so it shouldn't be rejected, meaning it has Kedushas Damim. So maybe now as he himself moves in class from being an usher to being an ani, so maybe he could pick it up from there. It only has Kedushas Damim, but that's still Kedushas Damim, and so therefore it should move up to Kedushas Aguf. That's lesson number two. Lesson number two is that no, Kedushas Damim also is also a cause for rejection. And Duchu Mikar HaVidichu, and the third point over here is as follows. When he set aside, originally he wasn't qualified to set aside birds. This is what's called Dichui Mikara. At the point of origination, it was already rejected. You can make the argument that when is something subject to dichui, only nira v'nidcha. When something was fit to be brought as a karban and then becomes rejected. Over here, dichui mi'ikara, one can make the argument that Oh, look, you had no business setting aside birds when you were a wealthy person. That's not rejection. That's just simply we're not even taking your application. So rejection is where you apply, they consider, and they reject you. But here, you didn't even submit an application, right? That's dichui meikara. So you could have made the argument that that's not dichui. So the third lesson to take away from this is that dichui meikara is considered dichui. Again, another thing which is open for controversy, but from Rav Oshia, we know what his position is really clearly. Okay, so with those three lessons that we've just learned, the Gemara now is going to push this point. A person sets aside a female animal for a carbon Pesach. Again, right? Read your chumash. So the Torah says by carbon Pesach it has to come from either a male sheep or a male goat, not female. So obviously this animal is not eligible to be brought as a carbon Pesach. He sets it aside. Kodem haPesach tirashi tisaviti maker v'yavi b'damei haPesach. So as far as his solution to the problem, there's only one solution. Let the animal graze, develop a blemish, redeem the animal. The proceeds then are going to go towards a male animal for Karban Pesach. Fine. So far, straightforward. Yalda Zachar. Now, what happens when my female animal that I set aside as a Karban Pesach gives birth to a male offspring? Ah, right? We have the problem solved, right? Can't I now use the male offspring for my Karban Pesach? So, Yirash Yisav Yimakar V'yavi B'damav Pesach. So, according to the Tanakhama, no problem, not solved. The same disqualification that exists in the mother is going to exist in the offspring as well. And therefore, vis-a-vis the offspring, you got to do the same thing, even though it's a male animal. But still, a male animal that comes from a female animal, so therefore, it's for, vis-a-vis Karban Pesach, it's not qualified. And again, same thing according to the Tanakhama. Wait till it develops a blemish, then let it graze, and then proceeds are going to go towards a good Karban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, who atzmo yikrav Pesach? Rabbi Shimon says, oh, the offspring, the male offspring, bring it as your Karban Pesach. Shema mina b'elechaim einan nidachim. So what do you see now according to Rabbi Shimon? You see according to Rabbi Shimon that a live animal is not to be rejected. So isn't Rabbi Shimon pose a problem to the position of Rav Oshia? Now it's interesting because if you just pause for a moment and thought about it, the Chachamim certainly support Rabbi Oshia. So before asking the question on Rav Oshia from Rabbi Shimon, think about the position of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim is totally in tow, in line with Rav Oshia. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara presumably wants Rav Oshia to fit in to either position. Amid the Rebbe Rav Oshia, ki amrin al Rabbanan, the Rabbi Shimon sfer le balechaim inin dachim. I'm sorry. Amrin de Rav Oshia, ki amrin al Rabbanan. Rav Oshia was speaking only for the Chachamim, not for Rav Oshia. The Rabbi Shimon Sverle, and I'll tell you what, Rav Shimon is so exceptional in this area that leave Rav Shimon out of the whole discussion. I'll tell you what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shimon holds Balei Chaim Nidachim, that live animals are not rejected. I'll tell you what else Rabbi Shimon holds. Hagrala Inam Akevis, Yom Kippur, in selecting the Seirim for Yom Kippur, so one Seir is Lashem, the other is Lazazel. We bring in two goats, and we're going to select. Now, when I say we're going to select, the selection process is done by us, but through lottery. Hagrala. Now, Rabbi Shimon happens to be of the opinion you don't need hagrala. Meaning, obviously, you're going to follow the mitzvahs of the Torah, and you're going to do as per the instructions of the Torah, but hagrala is not ma'akev. How do I know that according to Rabbi Shimon de Tanya? It's a Mishnah Yuma. So, Meisei Chameh, Mevi Chaver, Shalom Ba'agrala, Div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that if one of the goats die, so now we're going to need to bring in another goat, and this is post-selection. So what do I do to bring the other goat? Rabbi Shimon says, just bring another goat. Right? One is Lashem. Okay, we'll bring another goat, Lazazel. Now, if you remember, the Gemara is in Yuma, so the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no. The selection process has to be done via lottery. And so, therefore, you're going to have to bring another pair, do the lottery in order to determine what the other animal is going to be. Obviously, you're going to end up with an extra animal. And the Gemara is in Yuma go on to describe in detail, what do we do with that extra animal? But men, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need hagrala. So you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, he takes exceptional viewpoints. He says that live animals aren't rejected. He says that hagrala is not absolutely necessary. So leave Rabbi Shimon out of our discussion. The Gemara over here quotes a statement to Rav Chista regarding the birds. Now birds normally come in a pair. And birds, one is going to be used as a chatzas, and the other one is going to be used as an ola. That's generally how it works with a pair of birds. In terms of assigning which is a chatzas, which is the ola, so Rav Chista says there are only two points two critical points in which this can happen. Either at the time when you purchase them, or at the time where you offer them. Any time in the interim, meaning if at the time of purchase, you didn't set aside which one's the chattas, which one's the olah, so any interim period, so they simply cannot, they're unassignable. And they only become assignable at the point of the offering. So this is a statement of Rav Chisda, and Ibas is going, Amar Rav Shimei Rashi, my time to Rav Chisda dichtiv, alachash tei sorim. So as far as how Rav Chisda arrives at this conclusion, he darshans, right? The psukim say, v'lachash tei sorim. So the one pasuk tells us that a critical point of the birds is lekicha, purchase. And the other pasuk says, v'asa ha-kohen. The kohen is going to do, he's going to perform, i.e. the avoda. So those are the only two times where birds are assignable. Now, Ibla kichas balam al-basi has kohen. Meisvei, the Gemara is going to challenge this position, Rav Chisda, v'asa'u chatas. Hagoral oseu chatas ve'in Hashem oseu chatas. The Gemara is going to quote a brisa. We are looking at again the avodas Yom Kippur and the selection of the goats of Yom Kippur. Now the inkon ose chatas. In terms of assignment of the goats of Yom Kippur, only through lottery and not through verbal designation of the kohen. Valo dinu. Now if you think about it, you'll say, look, let's construct an argument, and the argument over here would be a strong argument. Now, think of the argument. In a place where Goral doesn't work, i.e. a pair of birds. So if a Goral doesn't work by the pair of birds, so and yet when it comes to the goats, a Goral does work. So you see that if we're looking now at a scenario where Goral doesn't work, birds, and obviously shame works, right? Verbal designation works. So now I'll take that over to the goats of Yom Kippur. Well, if Goral does work, then for sure Shem should work as well. That's the Kav Chomer argument. And to upend that argument, we have a drasha. The pasuk says that when it comes to the serum of Yom Kippur, it can be done only through Goral, period. Now, in the argument, so what do we want to extract from this braisa? The actual argument. The Gemara rejects it, but doesn't reject the argument, just simply says we have a drasha. The argument itself would have been good. Now think about the argument. You know where the Goral doesn't work? By birds. When are we talking about? That's exactly the Gemara's point. So Ketani Shem Dumi de Goral, Ma Goral la Bekicha v'la Basia, Af Hashem Nami la Bekicha v'la Basia. Now the Goral, presumably we're talking about the Goral after I purchased the birds. Right? I purchased a pair of birds. I didn't assign them at that time. And then, during this interim period, between the Lakicha and the Asiya, so now we're using the Goral, presumably. And so that's exactly the point of the Gemara. The Goral doesn't work, but Shem does. Oh, so you see that Shem could be an effective way of assignment even between the Lakicha and the Asiya. So Amar Rav Hachi Kamar. So Rav says, okay, look, I'll defend Rav Chisda, right? Probably it's Rava, because Rav was the Rebbe of Rav Chisda. So in defense of Rav Chisda, probably comes a later Amora. Anyway, Hachi Kamar. So all we're going to do now is just reread the Kav HaChomer, but read it with the Rav Chisda halacha in mind. Ma b'makom shelo kiddush agoro b'lekicha balem uve'asiyas ha'kohen kiddush Hashem i'b'lekichas balem o be'asiyas kohen kan shekiddush agoro shelo b'kicha v'shelo b'asiyah in adin shekiddush Hashem i'b'lekicha i'b'asiyah tamalomer v'asa o'chatas agoro oseh chatas v'en Hashem oseh o'chatas. And basically, all we're doing is as follows. It's not a major change. All we're saying is that when did we do the Goral, or at least when are we entertaining doing the Goral? At the critical points. Either at the point of Lakicha, or at the point of Asiya. That's all we meant. But you can't do the Goral, or at least in the argument. You can't do the Goral during the interim period, and you can't do it because the Rav Chisda. The only times that you can assign the birds is only at the time of purchase, or at the time of the Asiya. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges again. Matame Mikdash Ani, Shehifrish Manus Lakino. I have my person who went into the Beis HaMikdash while being Tame. He was unaware. He's now Chayav Karban Olav Yored. So now it's adjustable. So he was poor. Ani Shehifrish Manus Lakino, and he set aside money for his birds. Okay, so far so good. And Vehe Ashir. Now he becomes wealthy. Veacharkach Amar Eilu Lechatasi Veeilu Laolasi. And now, what he wants to do is take the money. Now, the money's not going to be enough, because the money he set aside was for birds. So now what he's going to do is he's going to take that money, and he's going to say, look, this will be for my chatas, for my ola, but being that the funds are insufficient, so obviously now he's in a position, he's usher, he'll add to the funds. Most of them may be chavasom, may demei chatasom, then most if maybe chavasom midmei olasom. But here's what you can do, and here's what you can't do. You take your chatas money, the chatas set aside for the bird, and the chatas money set aside for the bird, and you're going to add money to that. You can't take your ola money and add that to the chatas money in order to get your larger chatas animal. Now, the achad aleka lo lekicha v'lo asiya. So where are we right now in the bird, in the life of the birds? We're not at the point of lekicha. We're not at the point of asiya. We're somewhere in the middle, and we're talking about assignment. Assigning one money for the chatas and the other money for the ola. By the way, the Gemara is assuming that this halacha of Rav Chisda is not just true for the birds, it's also true for the monies as well. The monies also can't be assigned, neither at lekicha or at asiya. Now, by the way, I say asiya, you realize that that's...
There's no money.
Right, there's no... Right, that's money. There's no asiya by money. But, okay, but still, at lekicha for money, that's the only time where you can assign. But in the interim period, you can't assign. Vikatani, and in the Brisa it says, maybe chavaso midmei chataso, velo midmei olaso. And in the Brisa it says, you can't take your ola money, supplement your chatas money in order to get the animal. So Amar Sheshes v'tizbra masnisa metakantahi. So Rav Sheshes says, look, I'm not impressed with the Brisa. Meaning, I think the Brisa already is somewhat corrupted, and it already needs a little tweak. So we're going to tweak the Brisa. Diktani v'ha'ashir v'acharkach amar. Because in the Brisa it says, he'ashir, and afterwards he said. Mm. What do you mean? He said it before he became wealthy. His designation occurred before he became wealthy. So already the Brisa has got a certain corruption to it. And so therefore, v'ha'amar, Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Yoshi, Matam, Mikta, Shesha, Shavi, Karban, Ani, Lo Yatza. And in fact, if you are a usher and you bring a Karban, Ani, Lo Yatza, you can't be an usher and be setting aside the money for birds. That's just simply, it's not a possibility. So the Brisa needs adjustment anyway. It needs a little bit of editing. Shikvar amar mishas. So already in the Brisa, we're already tweaking. It doesn't mean he's saying it now as a wealthy person. He says what the Brisa must mean is that he already said it while he was poor. So shikvar amar mishas. So as far as the money is concerned, when did he assign? At the time when he took the money to begin with, at the point of origination. That's all the Brisa meant. And so therefore, we're just editing the Brisa or editing our understanding of the Brisa. Now it happens to be that Rav Chaga takes an interesting position, and that is that when you're wealthy and you set aside birds, you shouldn't have done that, but b'di'evad you're yotze. So now according to him, the Brisa needs no editing. So now according to him, what are you going to say? So teniva achakach lakach v'amar. So the Gemara says, it's still not the biggest deal. You just take the Brisa. We're going to edit the Brisa. The Brisa says, the v'achar kach lakach, v'amar. He took and he said, meaning that his assignment was coming at the time of Lekicha. That's what the Brisa meant. Meitzvah, the Gemara is going to challenge again, Mitzara Ani Shehevi Karban Asher, Yatza. A Mitzara Ani. Now this adjustable Karban is true by the Karban Olav Yared. It's also true by the Mitzara as well. Person's a Mitzara and now going through the Tahara process of its Taras. So he's bringing three Karbanas, Asham, Chatas, and Ola. The Asham is an animal, it has to be an animal, that is non-negotiable. But the Chatas and Ola, so if he's wealthy, he'll bring animals, and if he's poor, he'll bring a pair of birds. One for the Chatas and the other for an Ola. And by the way, the Asham is non-negotiable simply because there's no such thing as a bird Asham. Meaning, as we pointed out many times, birds can only be brought as a chatas and an ola. So the only thing that is adjustable is his chatas and ola of the three karbanas that he needs to bring. Now, he's a mitzara ani, and he brings a karban asher, yatza. So he stretches his dollar, and with his few dollars that he has, he buys a wealthy karban mitzara, so yotze, right? Unadvisable, obviously, meaning he's in a class bracket where he could have bought a pair of birds instead of a pair of animals. Okay, but yotze. Asher Shehevi Karbanani, lo yatza. However, if he is an Asher and he buys a Karbanani, lo yatza, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So, Tiyufta the Rabbi Chag Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Now, that obviously poses a tremendous difficulty to Rabbi Chaga. So, Amlecha Shani Gabi Mitzor, Demiat Rachmana. So, Rabbi Chaga says that, look, when it comes to the Karban Olav Yored, so obviously the Asher should be buying the Karban of the Asher. And if he buys the carbon of the ani, he's yotze. We just learned that by mitzora, that is not an option. Mitzora is different. It's exceptional. Why? Drasha. So mitzora miyat rachmana zos. So the Torah says the word Zos. Zos is coming to teach me that specific to Mitzorah, a wealthy person cannot bring the karbanos of a poor person. And if he does, lo yatza. Well, if it's specific to Mitzorah, that there's no flexibility, that should work in both directions. My Ani Mitzorah, who now buys the wealthy karbanos, also shouldn't be Yotze, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, but it does say the word Zos, but the very next word in the Parsha of Mitzorah is Toras. So Toras is coming to teach me that there is room for adjustment. So Zos tells me there's no room. Taurus tells me there is room. So how do we understand that? So where there's no room is when you're wealthy and you want to try to get away with bringing the karbanos of a poor person. No. When you're poor and you bring the karbanos of an ashir, there's room for that. V'atanya Taurus l'rabbos mitzoros hanishevi karban ashir yatsa. And the Gemara quotes the Braisa that the word Taurus is coming to include. What's the inclusion? You have a poor mitzorah. He brings a karban ashir, yotze. Yachla fil ashir shevi karban anishi yatsa tamalomer zos. The Braisa here spells it out that the Zos is a stop and the Taurus is Zos is a red light and the Taurus is a green light. So where's the red light? Where's the green light? The green light is the Ani bringing the carbon of the Usher. The red light is the Usher bringing the carbon of the Ani. Velelef Minei. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we have set the stage for what works by Mitzorah, what does not work by Mitzorah. Being poor and stretching your dollar and extending yourself, that's okay. Being wealthy and trying to be cheap, that's not okay. Right, correct. We could say this in general, but obviously...
The intention is different from the...
So the Gemara is now going to say, so v'leilef minei. So why doesn't this set the stage for now what should be the halacha by all your other carbon olaviyoreit? Shouldn't this be the rule? Amakra v'imdal hu v'in yadom aseges. By virtue of the fact that the Torah in the Parsha of Mitzorah says Imdal Hu, so we see that this halach is specific to Mitzorah and does not extend to the other carbon Olav Yoreid. Okay. We are at the bottom of the Amud An Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We begin the Mishnah. So an observation in the Torah. Read the Torah, and you'll see in the Torah, whenever the Torah introduces us to either sheep or goat, you'll see that sheep always comes before goat in the Torah. So now, sheep is better than goat, right? So I know it's a taste issue, right? We just discussed this before the daf today. It's a bit of a taste issue. But yachol mimnei she'em uvcharim mehem. So the Mishnah says, so you may get the flavor from the Torah that sheep is better than goat. So tama lomar v'im keves. So we do have an occasion in the Torah where goat came before sheep, so really they're on par with one another. Again, read the Torah, and you'll see that the Torah always comes before the Ben Yonah. These are the only two birds that are candidates to be brought as karbanos. Torah is better than Ben Yonah, right? Because every time you're reading the Torah, and the Torah introduces us to this pair of birds, so the Torah is always before the Ben Yonah. Yachol mimei she'em uvcharim, tamud lomar, Yonah, O Torah Lechatas. So there is one occasion in the Torah where the Torah flips around the order to tell us they're on equal footing. Just as a thought, by the way, you know where else we find this? Benot Slavchad. Benot Slavchad, the five daughters of Slavchad. So you see that they are presented in Torah, not in the same order every time. Again, same idea.
Moshe and Aaron.
Yeah, great, good. Another excellent example. Malamish Yishneim Shkulim. Ha'av Karim Le'em B'chom Makom. So again, when the Torah presents father and mother, so the Torah puts the father in front of the mother. That's because the father is better than the mother, right? I like that argument, but it's not true. So, and it also, by the way, may tie into the fact that Kibra Av, it comes before Kibra Aim. They're both mitzvahs min haTorah, but in terms of priority, in terms of which one comes first, father comes before mother. But the Gemara says, yeah, but we do find a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that tells us that puts the mother in front of the father. They're on equal footing with one another. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of kibud, meaning in other areas they're on equal footing, but when it comes to the mitzvah of kibud, so the father comes before the mother because covered of the father is going to be given not only by the son, but also by the wife to the father. Right? The Rambam writes, by the way, that a husband should be mechabed his wife more than he's mechabed himself. So yes, in terms of relationships go, so obviously there should be mutual kibbun. But as far as the formal mitzvah is concerned, so the wife is mechabed the husband. And so therefore the child is going to be mechabed the father before the mother. V'chem b'talmud Torah, the same thing is true b'talmud Torah as well. Im zacha ben lefnei harav, harav kodem esa'av. Let's say you have the choice where you have to now make a choice of who should I be mechabed first, my father or my Rebbe? Rebbe comes before the father, I'm sorry. Lefnei harav, harav kodem esa'av. V'chom makom im neshuhu v'aviv chayim b'chvod haravo. Because not only do you have to honor your Rebbe, your father has to honor your Rebbe as well. And so therefore, in terms of priority, so the Rebbe comes before the father. Tanu Rabbanan.
There is an exception if he pays the
Rebbe. By the way, I've heard that. I don't have a source, but I've heard the same thing as well. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. It's so funny you say that. Just to clarify this point, if the father's paying for the Talmud Torah, so now even though the father's not actually teaching the Torah, but nevertheless, the father has a kedima over the Rebbe. Tanu Rabbanan, Dal Tzvachut Savcha Haben Lifnei Harav. I'm sorry, Dal Tzvachut Savcha Azara. Four times there was a great cry in the Azara, in the courtyard, meaning there were four. I'm sure there were more than four scandals. I'm sure, but there were four scandals that really like. Just was over the top, and so a reaction. So number one, the behavior of Chafni and Pinchas. For more details of the behavior of Chafni and Pinchas, so the first place would be to look at the Navi. Okay, but being that that's not my area, so I'll point to the Gemara in Shabbos. It's embarrassing, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, yes, the Navi. Obviously, I should know a lot better. Okay, so, sorry for embarrassing myself so regularly. Anyway, but the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hey. So, but anyway, but the point is that they behaved in an inappropriate fashion. I'll leave that for now, right? See the Navi and see the Gemara over there for more details on their behavior and why it is that it elicited a cry. Okay, Saf Chashni, our second cry in the Azara. Pizchu Sha'arim V'Kanes Yochanan Ben Nidvai Tamido Shel Pinkai V'Yamai Kreso Mikachei Shamayim. So Ben Nidvai. So he was censored and expelled, and he was replaced. Amru Aben Nidvai Shaya Ochel Arbasos Sa'agozlos. As far as the behavior of Ben Nidvai, he was a consumer of meat, specifically birds. He loved it. And they tell stories about him that he ate four saw of bird, of gozal, bikinuach, se'uda. And that was just his dessert. Okay, so these tall tales, by the way, that the Gemara tells are just simply to point out that, and I don't know how much four saw is going to equal in terms of its volume, but the point is that he enjoyed eating, and Amru kol yamav lo haya noser ba'azara. And there was never noser. Right, leaving over meat beyond its allotted time, so produces nosar and that needs to be burnt. And the Torah says lo sosir mimen od boker, and not allowed to leave over nosar if you do beish tisrofu. But anyway, the point over here being is that because he was such a good eater, no nosar. In this regard, by the way, right, assuming it's not a chila gasa, it's a good thing. You don't want to leave over nosar. Sav cheshlishi, it's the third cry. Sushar meshech mikanes elishama ben pikai tamidosh pinchas vishamish bekuhuna gedola. So the Gemara does not give us much detail in the third outcry, but Elishama was put in, and somebody obviously was deposed. The Gemara does not give us much detail regarding what exactly the details are over there. Yeah, Savcha Revius.
Just to say his name, it says in number one here. He raised up a lot of
Okay, fine. He invited others also. Okay. Savcha Revius, Pischu Sharm Veotzia Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai Shemechabed Atzmo. And the third time there was an outcry in the Azara, Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai. So he honored himself, he glorified himself, and he disgraced Katshe Shemayim. Here the Gemara gives us a little more detail. So my Havi Avid, Havi Krich Shirai Yadav, Havi Avid Avoda. When he would do the Avoda, he didn't want to get his hands dirty, so he wore gloves, silk gloves. Okay. So, but still, in other words, right, it's a chatzitza, it's also Yisur Begadim, he's wearing extra clothing, not good. Now, the Gemara tells another story, and that is with regarding Yanai Melech. Yanai Melech, we find all the time, was the Chashmonai king, and just really, sorry for saying this, but he's an awful human being. Killed Chachmei Yisrael. His brother-in-law, Shimon Menchetach. Yeah. So the Gemara in Brachos, we're gonna Yirtzeh Hashem, we're gonna get to it in not so distant future. So the by benching, right? Seventh parak. Yeah. So the so they were sitting. So Malka Amar Gidi Yai, and a debate takes place between the king and the queen. You don't want to get involved in such a debate, and he didn't have a choice. You'll see. So anyway, the queen said Gidi Yai. So the queen said that goat's better. She wanted goat. And Umachasa, I'm sorry. The king said that goat's better. And Umachasa Amre Imre Yai. And the queen said the sheep is better. And I just think for a moment. I'm not going to explore this, but think for a moment about the representation of the king and the goat, and the queen and the sheep. Right. That's the first thing I thought about also. The carbon by the king. Okay. Very good. So Imre Yai Amru Nishayli Yisachish Kfar Barkai the Kohen Gadol. Oh, that's the Kohen Gadol. Right, he'll tell us which one's better, and he'll resolve the debate. He's not gonna. I assure you, he's not gonna resolve any debate. If anything, something bad's gonna happen. And the reason why I can predict that is because, I saw the Gemara coming up ahead. So the Kohen Gadol, Vikimle Kedera, and whatever he decides, that's gonna be dinner tonight. Shailuhu Amrle Gedia Yasek Letmida Bahade. Now, if the goat's better. So why don't we also bring it as our carbon tamid? Now the carbon tamid is a sheep, brought daily, twice a day. And so if the goat in fact is better, so you know what? We'll do that. We'll bring a goat. Okay. Da amar achve biadei. And while he's explaining that it can't possibly be that the goat's better because why don't we bring that as a carbon tamid? So he made gestures to the king, disrespectful gestures. So you're using a hand to wave off the king. You know what happens to the hand? You don't have to guess. Amaluhun Malka Hova Achve Biade Kotzaliade. So Diamina. So let's cut off his hand, but not just any hand, but cut off his right hand. He's a Kohen Gadol. They'll stop him from doing the avoda. So Yaiv Shukda. So with a little bit of bribery, he said, "Look, you got to cut off my hand. I understand." But here he gave a little under the table money, and so instead of having his right hand cut off, he had his left hand cut off. Problem solved. So Kaisuliade Smola. Shama Malka Amar Lekatsu Nam Liade Diamina. Oh, really? Okay, good. So, but right, that's we cut, now cut off the right hand. So Amar Rav Yosef Barich Rachman de Shakle Yisachish Kfar Barkai Le Mitrefase, and the reaction of the post, by the way, is Rav Yosef, living years later, generations later. He says Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, he was punished in this world and not in the Olam HaEmes. Amar Avashi v'lo havetani lei denan kvasim kodim leizma v'chol makom yochum imneshu muvcharim tamalam v'im keves malamed sheshneim shkulim ka'achas. So now the Gemara is just basically wondering, like, he doesn't know Mishnayos, this is Kohen Gadol. He doesn't know Mishnayos, meaning what about the last Mishnah and Krisis? Now it's funny, we say this so confidently because we're right now learning the last Mishnah and Krisis. Right, a year from now, if I ask you, or better yet, I ask myself, right, you know the last Mishnah and Krisis, I'm going to be racking my head. Yeah, of course. I know the last. Anyway, Kohen Gadol should be knowing his Mishnayos. It's just the Gemara is like saying, I can't imagine. He didn't know the Mishnah, meaning he could have quoted the Mishnah. He didn't do that. Another observation. Ravina Amar, Afila Mikra Nami Lo Kara. This Kohen Gadol didn't know Psukim in the Torah. Dichsivim Kevasim Eiz. Meaning from the Torah also you get the sense that they're on equal footing with one another. He couldn't quote a Mishnah. He couldn't quote a Pasuk. Now, by the way, it surprises nobody here because the Kohanim of the second base of the Mikdash were ignorant. Period. Exactly. Period. Right? The Mishnayos and Yuma give us a sense. The Mishnah and Yuma says that, you know, we can keep the Kohen Gadol up all night. If he can't read, so then we'll... Right? Wait, he can't read. Okay? Anyway. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tamid HaChacham, Emar, Ben Shalom, Ba'olam, Shanem, V'chol, Banaich, L'mud, Yashem, V'rasham, Banaich, Al Tikra, Banaich, Ela, Bonaich. Right, the Talmid HaChachamim are increasing shalom in this world. Pasuk says, Banaich Limudei Hashem, right, my children, and we're going to read it instead of Banaich, but rather Bonaich. They are builders of the world. Right, I heard that, first of all, this is the conclusion of our Masechta. This is how four different Masechtas conclude. Brachos, Nida, Yevamos, and Krisos. My Bekis is so good, right? No, it's not. The word Banaich, this is a word by the Gaon. The word Banaich, Beis Nun Yud Chav, actually stands for those masechtas in which the Gemara concludes those masechtas with this particular lemur.
Correspond to different relationships between men, Hashem, wife.
Right, relationships. Yeah. Relationships. I heard similar. Okay, stop over here, obviously. Tomorrow, Masechta Me'ilah.